Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the free zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving, Christian nationalist patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you. Good morning, everyone out there. Welcome, everyone, to Wiffle Bat Wednesday.
Ow!
That's right. That was that little ow. That was Biden. That
was I thought I heard a la-la-la-la, ow. I thought it was Ilhan Omar.
Oh, maybe it was.
Yeah, they're about ready to give her the wiffle bat right upside the nugget there in the House. They're about ready to kick her off the Foreign Affairs Committee.
Fantastic.
And why she is on there anyway is beyond me.
Why is she in office? You know, I mean, how did she even get
anti-Israel,
there?
She's anti-Israel. She's pro-Palestinian. She's apologized.
She's anti-American.
She's anti-American. Anti-American culture.
Anti-Christian.
It doesn't even belong in the United States Congress.
Right.
You know, and so anyway, they're going to be voting on giving her the wiffle bat right on out of the Foreign Affairs Committee.
Well, it's about time.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Which is coming right on the heels of ditching Swalwell on the Intelligence Committee.
Yes.
Sleeping with a Chinese spy.
That's right.
And who's the other?
Schiff. Adam Schiff. Yeah.
The one behind the whole Russian collusion lie.
That's right.
Having access to our intelligence.
Right.
And twisting it, weaponizing our intelligence services to try to take down President Trump.
That's right.
Unbelievable. I mean, getting him off those committees, that's part one. Part two is, where are the criminal charges?
Right.
You know, but anyway.
Those need to be there as well. It's not enough to just investigate somebody, and it's not enough to just ask some questions and point something out. It's a criminal action. It had better be, what do you do with a criminal? You prosecute them.
Right.
They need to be prosecuted, period. And in addition to that, apparently, House Republicans will be investigating traitor General Milley. Representative Gosar says, and so that could turn out to be very interesting as well.
Yeah, right. Did he specifically name what he's going after? I mean, all of the stuff that all of his policies have been, the only effect has been to undermine our military, to weaken our military. But I'm wondering if he articulated it at all.
Well, yeah, it says here in the American Military News, it says that Representative Paul Gosar of Arizona called the top U.S. military officer, Joint Chiefs Chairman General Mark Milley, a traitor, adding that House Republicans will investigate his treasonous sellout to China and coup attempt around the January 6th Capitol storming.
Oh.
And he said, remember, we will conduct a real investigation into January 6th. The effort to attempt a coup between traitor General Mark Milley and Pelosi will be reviewed and exposed, Gosar tweeted on Saturday.
Outstanding.
So fantastic. I can't wait to see that.
They're like filling the wiffle bats full of sand now.
Yes, they are. That's exactly. Swing that. That's going to produce a whistle, not a wiffle.
Oh, yeah. And a whoosh.
Right.
And a smack.
Exactly. Well, and so that's great also that somebody's understanding that that is called treasonous sellout to China.
Wow.
And any kind of a coup attempt.
Right.
You know, are they really going to start using the correct terms is what I'm wondering.
It's about time. Sounds like they are. It took them 2 years to come around.
That's right.
They've been brilliant at this campaign for the last 2 years. It's pathetic, really, it is to watch. But how they have demonized the January 6th people who were American citizens that were standing against their government being overthrown.
Right.
You know, and now they're horrible, horrible extremists that must be, they're doing the same. They did the same thing in Venezuela. Doing the same thing right now in Brazil.
Yep.
And they're doing it, they're continuing to do it in the United States.
Right. And that's where the truth really shows, is the fact that it's a duplicate blueprint. It's not just here in the United States. If you don't really get it, but you can see it happening the same way in other countries,
Then properly identify it in other countries.
That was the point I'm getting ready to make, is that if you can properly identify what's going on in other countries and recognize the same darn thing is going on here, it is the same thing.
It's a script.
It's exact. Yeah, they're following
the same script.
Yes, they are.
They even use the same wording.
Yep, that's right. And the same response.
Yes.
To all sorts of different scenarios. It's basically, this is how we respond if they do this. This is how we respond if they do that.
That's right.
Which shows central organization. And we're going to get to that in segment two, because I've got a very important couple of things here, of course, coming from WEF and basically coordinating through the whole George Soros thing as well. So we're going to tie some of these pieces together for you. I would hope that by now you guys are already on to this just like we are, and that we're not having to really explain anything. We're just going over something that you already recognize yourselves.
Right.
And so, but anyway, we'll be getting to that segment too.
Yep. Quick follow-up. This egg shortage and all of our chickens not laying eggs. I mean, we've had so many listeners, so many Amron members saying, yeah, my chickens haven't laid eggs since October, since November. And they're switching feeds from these big conglomerate, you know, bags of chicken feed. And they're making their own mix, like we talked about yesterday, you know, oats, goat feed, millet, and black sunflower seeds. Boom, they start laying right away within a week.
Right.
But listen to this. Illegal immigration. There's a black market for eggs growing at the southern border, and seizures are up 300%.
What?
So they're actually smuggling eggs. Now, I'll tell you what, one thing about the cartels, they are capitalists, man. They know how to find a niche in the market and fill it.
Well, you know what? If they would rather smuggle eggs than children, oh my gosh, bring on the eggs. Bring on the eggs.
Exactly. Bring the eggs. Just smuggle the eggs in and leave the kids alone.
Yeah, and you want to talk about free market. Do we have to rely on the cartels to be our suppliers now?
Right.
I mean, if they really want to get smart business-wise, all they have to do is go through the grocery store and go, hey, look, they're missing eggs this week. They're missing cheese next week. You know, if they just started being the suppliers and filtering in all of the stuff we're missing.
Oh, I know.
Hey, you know, they could get, if they get a little bit smarter, you know, there's money to be made.
Yeah. KENS in San Antonio reported Customs and Border Patrol said that they've been seeing a 300% increase in egg seizures within the last month. People are literally trying to smuggle eggs into the U.S. from Mexico because of the outrageous prices in some areas for a carton of dozen eggs.
That's outrageous.
Why would they seize eggs? What's wrong with bringing eggs across? Were they supposed to have a tax stamp?
Right.
I don't know.
There's also something else that's kind of interesting about Mexico, right? The Mexican president actually said, while Biden was down there for the North American summit, and it's not North American, it, for crying out loud, we are still a sovereign United States, and that's all there is to it. However, the Mexican president was lauding all of the other Mexicans in the tune of 40 million that have moved to America. And so he's bragging about what a great thing it is that 40 million Mexicans now live in America.
Well, that's because there's 40 million Mexicans that they don't have to have affecting their infrastructure.
Right, and that they don't have to provide for.
They're all sending their paychecks from the United States back home to Mexico.
Exactly, that's what I mean. What kind of a president is happy to not have to have a good economy? Because, you know, who cares about our economy? All we have to do is make sure all our people move away.
Right.
You know, I mean, instead of having a productive, thriving economy that supports itself, supports the nation, causes, you know, everything to flourish.
Yes.
Instead of doing that, he's more happy that they go out and get jobs in other nations. You know?
And send their paychecks and send their money back. With a note saying, please send eggs.
Well, and think about also, there's no social welfare programs that he has to worry about.
Right.
You know, he don't have to support those people. If they don't have jobs or whatever, doesn't matter. Yeah. There's 40 million over here that we're paying for instead.
Right. So pretty soon we're going to start finding eggs being found hidden in fentanyl shipments.
Yeah, that's right. They'll throw the fentanyl out and keep the eggs.
Wow. Okay. Well, let's get to the word of the day so we can make sure that we stay grounded.
That's for sure.
Keep his word in front of us every day in the insanity.
That's right. Keep us looking in the right direction.
Yes,
it says that, you know, you gotta adhere to the narrow path. And adhering to the narrow path, it says, means you're not looking to the right or to the left. Mm-hmm. And so those are called distractions, right?
Right.
Worldly distractions. And so the more you're not looking straight ahead, the more distracted and off track you are.
Yeah.
So, okay. So the word of the day for Wiffle Bat Wednesday comes from Psalm 145, verses 1 through 9, which read, I will extol you, my God, O King, and I will bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you, and I will praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise your works to another, and shall declare your mighty acts. I will meditate on the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wondrous works. Men shall speak of the might of your awesome acts, and I will declare your greatness. They shall utter the memory of your great goodness and shall sing of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and great in mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. And that's it.
Amen to that. And those are beautiful words. That's such a... I think you used the word poetic.
Yes. Yeah.
Description of the Lord and our relationship with him and how we should be looking at him. That right there is worthy of making into a poster, of printing out and having and framing where you can look at it every day.
Right. It is. It's beautiful. And it's... That was... As a reminder, I don't know if any of you even remember us talking about this, but when we got hit by catastrophe, a month ago, we sat down. I mean, as soon as we had the full scope of everything,
yes,
you and I just sat down and we read all the way through Psalm 142 to 150. And where we had started off reading, where we were upset, distraught.
At the lowest point.
Yeah.
Extremely, morale was gone.
It was negative. And so once we read through those Psalms through 150, our attitude was 110% positive.
Absolutely. Completely different outlook on the whole situation.
That's right. And the verse that I was saying and chose to keep saying that whole first day of our catastrophe was Psalm 145, verse 3, that said, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. Mm-hmm. And that was what I was saying all day long. And so instead of complaining, every time I thought of complaining, I would say that instead. And it's interesting because the notes for Psalm 145 describe it as, it's called an alphabetic poem that contains 22 couplets beginning with successive letters of the Hebrew alphabet. Oh. It covers nearly every aspect of verbal praise, including extol, bless, praise, declare, meditate, speak, utter, sing, make known, thus justifying the use of tehillah, which is Hebrew for the word praise him, as its title.
Oh.
And so... That's cool. That's
pretty brilliant.
That's actually called the praise hymn. And so...
H-Y-M-N.
H-Y-M-N, yes. And yeah, no pun.
Praise him.
Praise him. Praise him. Praise him.
Praise him with the praise him.
Yeah, there you go. So I thought that was really insightful as well. And I hadn't realized that it was something called an acrostic poem.
Never heard of that.
Me either. Those notes are handy.
Yeah, that's pretty fascinating and brilliant. Well, God inspired, so it makes sense. But
right.
Yeah, to begin, well, you could do the same thing with the English alphabet. Just, you know, write a series of, you know, sentences.
With praise words, with starting praise each words, letter.
Yeah, starting off, yeah. So, interesting. I didn't know that's what that was called. What was that called again?
That was called an acrostic poem. An acrostic just means alphabetic poem. Huh. Yeah.
Acrostic poem. Yep. I like it. All right. Well, that's a great scripture. Want to put that out again?
You bet. That was Psalm 145, verses 1 through 9.
Yeah, read that, guys. That bailed us out. You know, we were really super at a low point, as you know, many of you guys know. We've described a little bit of, you know, what we went through.
Yeah.
With that, you know, disaster.
To which so many of you helped us out.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my gosh, we can't even tell you how thankful we are. That was a thankfulness we can't even describe.
Well, it's the only thing that made it possible, you know, and so
right. That's just the only reason we're here right now.
Right. We're trusting that the Lord just stirred your hearts and you responded, and we are so grateful.
Absolutely.
To you and to the Lord. So,
yep.
But anyway, we are, we're good to go now, and we're almost caught up with the stuff that, you know, that put us behind on.
That's right.
So, morale is high.
Morale is high, yes. And God is great and greatly to be praised.
Greatly to be praised. All right, Patriots, you stick around. We'll be back right after these messages. This segment brought to you by Prepping 2.0, helping to take your preps to the next level. And right now, they're probably talking a lot about chickens and eggs and just general food supply
attacks.
And being self-reliant. We have to be self-reliant. They're trying to centralize the food supplies.
Yep, and industrialize the food supply.
Yep, and we're which is what we've seen communist regimes do time immemorial.
Actually, Stalin was the first. I wrote about this in my book,
right.
The Perils of Sustainable Development. This is a whole UN global plan to copy the Stalin blueprint of industrialization of the food supply.
Right, right. Where they everything was about, look, all these farmers have all this food to themselves and they get to set price. Well, it's not fair. The government's going to take it over and it will be shared equally. Nobody will starve. Well, guess what? Millions of people starved.
Yeah, over 20 million people starved under Stalin's food industrialization. Yeah.
So become self-reliant. If you don't know how to do that, go to Prepping 2.0 or Prepping2-0.com. Get you off to a great start. We'll be right back. Stay there. The Son of Man.
I've also asked the school board to make a part of every day some kind of anti-violence, anti-gun message.
In the schools, textbooks are rewritten to tell the communist version of history.
Every day, every school, at every level. One thing that I think is clear with young people and with adults as well is that we just have to be repetitive about this. It's not enough to simply
have to change the meaning of words like religion and duty and democracy. The communists set out to brainwash the people.
Do it every Monday. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
14-year-old Polish children learn from textbooks like these.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision-fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder, select your preferred carry style, and order your holster today.
Welcome back. This is segment two of The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. I'm John Jacob Schmidt from Radio Free Redoubt, Lady Liberty from Liberty State Radio, and my partner in extremism.
That's right.
And this segment is brought to you by TLC Web Hosting. If you guys have a website or you have a ministry, a business, or an event or something, and you need a place to host your website and support a Christian patriot-owned business located in the American Redoubt, then check them out at tlcwebhosting.com. Lady Liberty, we've got a bunch we're going to plow through here in the last few minutes, so let's go with the Trump. This is great.
Yeah, we have a great clip here from Trump when he was speaking in South Carolina. And listen to what he has to say here. I've been waiting for him to say this for quite some time, describing the separation between real American Republicans and rhinos, which is now the GOP. And so go ahead and listen to this clip now.
What's happening to our country? The 2024 election is our one shot to save our country, and we need a leader who is ready to do that on day one. We need a fighter who can stand up to the left, who can stand up to the swamp, stand up to the media, stand up to the deep state. Am I allowed to say stand up to the rhinos, too? I think we can say that. I think we can say that. Stand up to the globalists and China, and stand up for America, and that's what we do. We stand up for America, and that's why we had polls today come out, the best polls I think I've ever had, actually. And people are seeing, and they're liking us, but they're also not liking what's taking place in our country. To change the whole system, you need a president who can take on the whole system, and a president that can win. And we did great last time. We got 12 million more votes than we did the time before. Somebody interviewed me recently. What was the difference between 2020 and 2016? I said, the difference is we did much better in 2020. We did. Got many millions of more votes. But we got to be careful on election day, or as they call it now, election period, because these election days have gone into a long time. Another crazy thing that's happened. There's only one president who has ever challenged the entire establishment in Washington. And with your vote next year, we will do it again, and I will do it again. This will not be my campaign. This is going to be our campaign. I just left New Hampshire, and the relationship we have with that group of incredible patriots is unbelievable. Thousands and thousands of people coming from just a plane to the site, waving American flags, so proud of our country and so discouraged by what's happened. Together, we will complete the unfinished business of making America great again. You know, when they hit MAGA, oh, MAGA, MAGA, MAGA. That means make America great again. We're trying to explain that to a couple of Democrats.
I love that he brought up that point. Because, you know, there's Biden. We have to fight the MAGA agenda. What? Make America great again? Agenda?
That's a true statement. That's exactly what the whole Biden coup regime is all about.
It's exactly it. I mean, you know, we need to highlight that. We need the legacy media certainly isn't going to. We need to point and say, did you guys just hear what he just said?
Right.
He does not want to make America great again. It's an enemy.
Right.
So anyway, but we got a couple other things we definitely want to hit on.
Well, definitely, because what we've been talking about here is seeing all of these blueprints, these duplicates happening all across the world underneath these self-proclaimed billionaire corporate leadership.
Right.
That think that they are now in control. And, you know, like the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres was saying, ignore voters.
Right.
Ignore the vote. And because they feel they've already got the whole world in the bag without anybody's input, and they aren't going to ask for it either.
Right.
And they just are self-assuming. And in fact, it says here, the director of the George Soros Organization has visited the Biden White House over a dozen times.
Really? The who from
yes,
Soros?
The director of the George Soros Organization has visited the Biden White House over a dozen times. And so this is an article from the Gateway Pundit.
Wow, that's not treason.
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, you're talking about that's the head WEF globalist or one of the top four or five, you know. And then, of course, we've got this other interesting statement here from Klaus Schwab, who says the world will no longer be ruled by superpowers like America. It will be in the hands of an increasingly shrinking pool of mega corporations such as BlackRock, be governed, controlled, and exploited by a group of people without loyalty to the nation, borders, religion, or people.
Well, that has no place in the United States.
Absolutely.
And anybody
not.
Who's colluding with these people and conspiring with these people
needs to be charged with treason.
They need to be removed from office immediately.
Absolutely.
Investigations and followed by charges.
That's right. So we could just go right down that list of everybody from America that attended that last WEF over that the whole Davos thing in Switzerland. Every one of our American elected officials or appointed officials like Christopher Wray from the FBI.
Oh,
every one of those people need to be charged with basically a collusion, a treason, and removed. Absolutely. They have no possible legal benefit of being there. You know what I mean?
No, this is actually to the detriment of America and the Constitution, the rule of law, our heritage.
Right.
It's un-American. Where's the committee for un-American activities?
Right. Well, and just like Representative Sheila Jackson Lee that just came, you know, just right after the WEF thing in Davos, she comes, they come back and she introduces a bill criminalizing speech deemed white supremacist.
Right. Extremist.
Extremist. It's hate speech.
Right.
Which they just said in Davos that it back in America, hate speech is going to be deemed illegal.
Right. Yeah. She says, we've already done it here in the European Union. And it's, she looks over and laughs at the guy and it's coming to America soon.
Right.
And like wink, wink, you know, we've got our plan. You have your marching orders and, you know, we're going to change the landscape of America through, well, we're going to marginalize, demonize, criminalize, incarcerate,
right,
and exterminate.
They all have to be recognized as traitors. Everybody colluding with the WEF right now has got to be labeled a traitor and
Amen.
Ousted.
Amen. All right, guys. Well, you have an awesome Wifflebot Wednesday. And join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. right here. We'll do it all over again. Thrashacommie Thursday.
That's right. You all have a wonderful Wifflebot Wednesday. And blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.